Hello and welcome to Online Marketing Tips with Connie Reagan Green. I decided to add a little intro music at the beginning, and I'll do it again at the end, some outro music, they call it. And this is royalty-free music that I have access to so that I can do just what I'm doing, adding music at the beginning and the end for this call, which gets turned into a podcast over on iTunes. You can subscribe over there and not have any problems with any copyright issues because it's royalty-free, so I've purchased the right to use it. So that's something that you might want to find out more about, and it's very exciting to be able to use music in this way. You can use it in videos and all kinds of things. So today is Monday of the week of Thanksgiving in the United States, and really it starts over the weekend before where things get a little crazy, and people are in the retail stores shopping and starting to wait in line for the best deals. And all of a sudden, on the internet, we're seeing the same exact things. So because most of the things that I'm going to talk about today on this podcast will be time sensitive, so I won't give you the specific links. But if you're here live or listening to the replay, you'll be able to see the links that I'm referring to on the main page. So first, let's talk about the different Black Friday blowout sales. What do they mean, and how can you get the best from them? Look for ones from people that you're used to purchasing products from, because those people will be selling many of their products at an extremely low price. So this year, I've been invited to one that is on Friday of this week. So Friday is the 29th. Of November 2013, and yes, one of my products that usually sells for $97 will be only $27, so that's a great bargain, and you can do a lot of bargain shopping in this way. I did this the first 2 or 3 years I was online. I realized that around the holidays, people were willing to give us a good deal on their products and courses and trainings, and so I waited sometimes. I was patient and waited, or sometimes I even wrote to them and asked them if something that I was looking for would be on sale, and they always told me. So that worked out very, very nicely. Another thing that you want to look for this time of year is trainings where you will actually learn something. And I like that Jason Fladlin is doing that now. Instead of doing the auction that he used to do twice a year, he and his partner, Will Matos, do this. They're doing a Wednesday appreciation, client appreciation webinar. So whether you have purchased from them or if you are connected with me or some of the other people that will be recommending it, then you are able to attend. And it will go for 4 or 5 hours or so. You can jump in, jump off anytime that you like, even though space really is at a premium these days. More and more people want to know what's going on with online marketing, and they want to start a business. And so those slots do get filled up. So my recommendation with any of them is go ahead and jump on in the beginning. If you need to step away, just leave your computer going. It doesn't hurt your computer to do that. And if you think you will be back within another hour or two or so, then that's a smart thing to do. All right, we do have questions, and I also want to talk about some other things because we are at the end of the year. At this point, we only have about 5 weeks left. So hopefully, you're already thinking of what you want to do next year, and you've already written it down. The act of writing it down will make a huge, huge difference. All right, so let's take a look at some of these questions. Cheryl is asking about something. It's a plug-in, actually, from Jason Fladlin called Measure My SEO. I have it at connieloves.me/measuremySEO. And I love it very, very much. And she says she's getting a very low density, a low number. And the goal is to have at least 50%. So, Cheryl, what I would tell you to do is to look at the exact phrase that you are optimizing that blog post for. So just say that you're doing it for Successful entrepreneurs, that's the phrase that you want to rank for in Google and the other search engines. So you must have that specific phrase as your permalink, successful-entrepreneurs. I recommend having it in the first sentence and one or two more times throughout. I also recommend highlighting it and turning it into an H2 or an H3 tag one time within the post. Just once. We don't want to get carried away with any of this. And finally, choose an image to use in your post and call that post successful-entrepreneurs, or the image rather, because we can name our image anything we want to, and set that also as the alt text. So if someone is visually impaired using a reader, then that's something that they will be able to do. Let me make sure that all those links are there. And they are. Everything is there. So, Cheryl, I hope that is helpful to you, because that plugin has made a huge difference for me. Number one, it made me aware of what I was doing with keywords. The highest I ever get on that is 80-something percent. I never get a 100% because I'm not willing to do more than just a little bit above average. But if you look back at other posts, you'll see that you usually don't optimize for one phrase at any time. You have different phrases throughout, and that doesn't work. So choose one phrase, and it can be 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 words, and they have hyphens in between them and the permalink. And other than that, they're right there within that post, so I hope that helps. All right, Suzanne says, does article marketing still work? Is it worth the time and effort? Well, I'll say a little bit about that. I was very big into article marketing and wrote almost 1,800 articles over on eZine Articles. You can see my articles at articlesbyconnie.com or articlesbyconniereagangreen.com. It's there both places. And that's my expert author page on eZine Articles, and that's a free site. And at one point, because of all the changes, and I won't go into detail about how the article directories got in huge trouble because they were now viewed as content farms. They had too much content that wasn't good quality. So Google really dropped their rankings down. And that lasted for a couple of years. In the past year or so, so all of 2013, it has changed. And I used myself as the guinea pig. I started writing articles again, published quite a few articles again on the directories. And I am seeing people reading the articles, clicking through, and joining my list. So I, again, am singing the praises of article marketing. It works. Plus, you have that content to turn into short reports and to do other things with. So that's extremely valuable, especially for someone like me. Half of my business is affiliate marketing. I love having those articles out there. Now, if you're going to write about 8 articles a month, every month, so that's about 2 a week, which is a good goal to have, you want to use a paid service. And the link that I will give you is my affiliate link for an incredible site. My link is submitmorearticles.com. Now, with this site, I no longer submit there. I have a virtual assistant who once or twice a month will take 10 articles at a time and go and submit them. And she knows exactly how to do this. So I recommend do it yourself 5 or 10 times. Then you can have someone else do it for you. So that way, my articles get out there in a big, big way. And I'm willing to pay for that service. I really do earn that money back with more and more business. So that's a wonderful thing to do. So Suzanne, yes, write those articles. And it used to be we could post to our blog and then copy and paste that same article to submit to the directories. You don't want to do that anymore. You want unique, original content on your blog. You really want your best writing there. Even if it's private label rights, you want to rewrite it or have it rewritten so that it's yours. And for the article directories, we may never, ever use PLR. Never, never, ever. I always want to make sure I make that clear. But you want to have content there that you can use just to get people back to your sites. So the writing must be good, but not great. And instead, think of it as you giving people a little taste of your topic to bring them back over. All right, Carol is here, and she's asking for the the link. It's let me just make sure on that for the SEO. I want to give anybody the wrong link. And I truly love that plugin. All right, here it is. ConnieLoves.me/measure-my-SEO. And I've been using that plugin for probably, I want to say about a year and a half or so. So it's a fantastic, fantastic opportunity to really get our business up and running because, you know, many of you on this call, you're either my students or you've been doing this business for a while, you know, with another mentor, and you know that your blog is your home on the internet. We have to get good content on our blog. And if you don't use SEO, search engine optimization, for each and every post, a lot of your efforts are really wasted. And that's a shame. I don't want to see anybody have that happen to them. All right, Al says, I have a video opt-in, but I know it's far too large, so I'm not sure. Oh, I know what you mean, that it's the file size is large. All right, I opened an Amazon S3 account. How do I use this to get the video to my opt-ins? You know, Al, what I would recommend is just keeping everything simple. So simple for me with video is to use a flip camera, which is what I have, and they don't make the flip camera anymore. So either if you have one or can get a used one, use that. If not, there's a Kodak. I think it's a Z1. There are similar cameras, and they're just little cheap cameras. They're about $100, and they have a little arm on the side that pops out that's a USB arm. And have somebody hold it, or you can put it on a tripod and video yourself talking or whatever you're doing, and then you stop it. And then right within the software that comes with these little, you know, flip cameras or Kodak, whatever you get, you can edit the beginning and the ending, so you can do it yourself even if you use a tripod. And the file size is just perfect. Not too big, not too small. You can upload it to YouTube and get the link there. You can upload it as unlisted if you want it on your site but don't want it to show publicly. Don't do it as private because you're limited with the viewings on that. Do it as unlisted if you want to. Or you can use another service like Vimeo. There are different ones that you can use, and that's really the very best that I can give you. All right, and Al says also he got a huge name to interview, so he's excited about that. Wonderful. Congratulations on that. All right, so Al says he's finished writing another book. He feels awesome. What's the best way to get people to give their opinions on choosing the cover design? We have top three. I can put them on Facebook. How else can you get more opinions? I don't know that I want opinions from people, honestly. I'm just not sure that I do. So that could be fun. That could be part of your marketing where you ask people to take a look at the cover. But I don't know that it's necessary, and I've never done it. Pretty much I'm only consulting with other marketers, and that would only be one or two other people. So, and then I have the designer actually do it. So, again, I'm keeping it simple and getting it out there. All right. Okay, and Cheryl is thanking me for the info. You're welcome. All right, Dana says, on Pretty Links, should the nofollow field be checked? The nofollow field. You know, I don't see that. I don't see the nofollow field. Let me go over here. Oh, I see. Here. Add a no follow and no index to this link. No, because then that, it would be hidden. Typically, we're doing this for affiliate links, so we want them indexed and followed, if that makes sense. So you'd only do that if you're, you know, keeping something more private. I really like my links out there because it's very good for my business. All right, so let's talk about a few more things for the end of 2013. How can you make the end of 2013 be very profitable for you? I had heard when I came on the internet, so this was the end of 2005, November, December 2005, I heard it then and I started hearing it in 2006 and beyond, that nobody buys anything in the summer and you won't make any money around Christmas. And I thought, well, where are the people in the summer? Are there people who go away for 2 or 3 months? And I thought, well, yes, I guess there are, and I even know a handful of people in my life that go away for the summer or for the winter even, but those aren't really my target market. So most people are going away in the summer for a week or two, and then maybe before the summer's over, they might go for another week or two, and many people don't go away at all. Maybe they take a weekend here or there. So that's fine. Now, Christmas, same thing. People said, oh, you won't make any money at Christmas. That's not true. And the truth is, my very first sale of my own product, I was online a year before I had my own product, was on Thanksgiving Day of 2006. And I still remember the name of the man who purchased my course. And it was my little article marketing and blogging four-part teleseminar series course for $97. He lived in Northern California, and one time, a few months later, he took a trip down to Southern California and came right through Santa Clarita, and I invited him to my Rotary meeting, and everybody there knew he had been my first paying customer for my own products, not for affiliate products. I had been an affiliate marketer all year, but this was my own product, and it was very, very meaningful to me. And I took very good care of him and immediately realized I would take very good care of all of the people I was in contact with. So I always do well at the holidays, and I always do well in the summer. I don't have any slow down time. I really don't. So what can you do to make sure that you have a profitable next 5 weeks? The first thing that you should do is calendar it out. Take a look at all the time and see when you honestly are going to be away and don't have direct access to your business. At this point, I have a lot of people who help me. I have a lot of virtual assistants and tech people, that kind of thing. I have about a dozen people that do something for me, even if that's only an hour or two a week. So because of that, I really can go 7 days a week without me having to be there. But in the beginning, you probably only have one or two people helping you. If you don't have anyone helping you, if you don't have an assistant, remember, then you are one. It's a famous saying. I did not create that saying, but when I first heard it, I didn't have any help, and I realized I was an assistant. So get somebody to help you, even if you're bartering for their time and service. Very important. So calendar out the rest of November and all of December so you can see what are you doing, where are you at. Then take a look at your own products, because your own products usually will always bring in the most money, and see how you will promote them. And if you're going to offer a deal, maybe you'll offer a coupon. Maybe you'll offer a wonderful bonus when they buy one or two of your products. Then take a look at affiliate marketing that you're doing. And hopefully everybody's doing affiliate marketing, because we can't possibly create enough products to earn the kind of money that we want to earn. I can't do that. I have about 35 products, and that doesn't do it. So half of my business is still affiliate marketing. And coaching, remember, always keep that to 10% maximum. You don't want to eat up your time every day with calls with two or three people. You know, that's why I only work with a maximum of 20 people a year, and right now I have 17. And I won't open up my mentor program again until next spring at my event in April. April 4th, 5th, 6th in Las Vegas again. So I just don't open up the program in between events anymore. So take a look at affiliate marketing. What's coming up? Who is it that you want to promote? Whose products are you getting the most benefit from that your audience would also get the most benefit from? Because I want to share someone. If someone is helping me to learn things and to keep moving and to do new things, I want to share what they're doing with my community. And I really want to do it through an affiliate link. So take a look at that, and then also think about your prime time. What time is best for you each day? My prime time is in the morning. So in the morning, I'm doing just about all of my work, because that's when I have energy, from about 6:30 in the morning until maybe 11 at the latest. So I do everything during that time. I don't do much after that. I do calls like these a couple times a month in the afternoon, but I don't want to do these during my prime time. It's not good timing for my community anyway. And so I'd rather do them in the afternoon, early evening, late at night, Europe time, so that I can have my most alert and sharpest and most productive time for myself. All right, let me take a look. I want to see who else might have a question. So type in your questions if you are here live. All right, here we go. What are the top social media sites I should concern myself with? Well, I call the big three Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. So one of my goals right now is to have a reach of 15 million people on LinkedIn by the end of the year. So that means that I have almost 2,000 connections, and between my connections and all of their connections, that gives me right now 14,870,000, something like that. So I'm really fairly close. If I have 10 more good connections between now and the end of the year, I'll be at 15 million. So that's one of my goals, because LinkedIn will still be a wonderful, wonderful source of connections for you. Your market is probably on LinkedIn. All right, then Facebook and Twitter, spend some time there. Take a look at my sites. Take a look at, I'm at twitter.com/Connie Green. See what I do there. And I'm at facebook.com/Connie Reagan Green. And that way you can see what I'm doing. I never spend more than 15 minutes in a 24-hour period on social media. And many days I don't go there at all. Sometimes, especially when I'm in Santa Barbara, I might just take a picture and put it on Instagram. And that's all I do for one or two or three days. So I don't advocate spending too much time there. If you're having fun with it, consider it like TV time. So that means it's your own time. It's not working. 15 minutes a day is really maximum that you can consider it working, because things that I do on social media that makes me money don't take more than 2 or 3 minutes to post. All right, so let me read the rest of this. I have signed up for free training on generating visitors to your site. Okay, and I'm not sure what training that is. I am posting to my blog, sending articles to Easing Articles. What else can I do to get more visitors to my site? I have some large names I'll soon interview. What is the best strategy? Well, Al, I would want to see what you're doing, you know, every week, because I know you're working. So remember, part-time is 15 to 20 hours a week, as many hours as you can squeeze in. I see a lot of people that say they're doing the business part-time because they're working, and yet they're very busy on their days off. They're doing all kinds of things. During my first year, and remember one of my mottos, the anonymous quote, which is, do for a year what others won't, live the rest of your life the way others can't. That means that during that first year, when you finally choose that year, you don't do a lot of the fun stuff you're used to doing. So I stopped going to the movies. I stopped going to the mall. I used to go to the mall and just walk up and down. I'm not sure why, because I didn't buy very much. I didn't have the money to buy things. I wasted a lot of time. I had television shows that I insisted on seeing. I was hanging out with people and sometimes doing things on my own that took time. So once I buckled down, which was in 2006, I decided to give it a full year, that I was willing to do that so that I could live the rest of my life the way other people can't. So take a look at what you're doing, because if you honestly give yourself that time, you can accomplish a whole lot, a whole lot. So with your site, Al, that you're talking about, it's your Modern Samurai Society site, do you have a podcast around that topic, martial arts? Do you have at least a report up on Kindle around that topic? Are you talking about it as often as you can? Are you doing teleseminars? Once a quarter at least, are you doing a talk somewhere locally? I always give the example of Rotary Clubs, because I'm in Rotary, and we need about 45 speakers a year. We meet just about every week, so we meet about 50 times a year, and we only have a handful of meetings where we have, you know, business related to Rotary, where we don't have a speaker. Other than that, we need a speaker every week. And the speaker speaks for 20 to 30 minutes maximum. They can have a handout. They don't sell anything. But if you have books, you can bring books. You know, nothing wrong with that. But It's not like selling from the stage, what I do now, but it's an excellent way to get the word out on what you're doing. Is there a radio station locally that you can do something with? Are you truly marketing your topic with you as the authority? And if you don't have time, see where you can cut some corners. There might be something. And, you know, I've worked with people that said, no, I just can't give up whatever it is. You know, I have to have some downtime where I'm doing something. Well, that's wonderful, but it may take you several years then to build up the business instead of being able to do everything you need to do in 1 year. I would rather do it in 1 year and miss some things. I had missed so many family events anyway. I told my family I was going to miss some more, but that it was going to be different because now I was building a business that would enable me to spend a whole lot of time with them. All right, let's go back. Do you use any software to populate sites with one step? No, I don't. And I'm not even sure that I know which software that would be. It sounds like auto-blogging or something. I've never believed in that. I think what you do has to be based on you having a passion for it and building a relationship with your community. So maybe it works the other way, but I don't know because I haven't done that and I don't know anybody who has. What's a good strategy to interact with social media without spending too much time? Get in, get out, and get back to work. So go over to your page. Give us some information about your topic. Give information, like me, I have to say I'm really not into martial arts. I took an Aikido class many years ago. I'm dyslexic, so it was very difficult for me to follow along. I can't mirror someone's movements. I have to do it side by side. So I took the one class and never went back to it. So I'm not a big fan of martial arts. Put something on your Facebook page that would be of interest to me. Give me a link to a YouTube video. Give me some facts and information that I would find very interesting. Give me some information about doing it that would help me, even though I'm not going into martial arts, what would help me maybe have better balance or better focus or something like that. So make it interesting, whatever you're sharing. You know, doing a podcast would really be perfect for this. All right, so Dana, I hope I answered your question. I don't want to check that no follow field because see, I'm not even aware of it anymore because I'm so used to not checking it. If you had something private, that would be the only time. All right, and Dana says, do you most often select the subject you want to write a report about, then search through PLR to see what you can use, or do you start with PLR package you like for your audience and then build it out and pull from other PLR products? Already it's sounding very complicated, Dana. So I pick something simple, and I start writing about it. I'm buying PLR every single month. Some of the sites I pay by the month, and some I'm a lifetime member. So I have lots of private label rights. So I'm choosing a topic that I want to share. I start by writing about it. Then I look and see if there's some private label rights that I can add to it, to enhance it, to make it better. Then I send it to my VA, who nicely rewrites everything. And at the end of that report, and maybe even within it, I'm promoting one or two things. That's it. I'm always putting a footer that goes back to one of my sites usually because I want people to share my reports. And I'm trying to get that information out there. But I would only search for one piece of PLR, so one report on whatever topic it is. That would be the way to do it. All right, so again, we're almost at the end here. Again, let's talk about what we can do for this Thanksgiving in the U.S. week. And let me again go to the links that I'm not going to say out loud because they are time sensitive. So if people are able to look on the page, they can see it. But I don't want them, they're not for posterity because they won't exist then. So this week, you can get 5 different 20-minute webinar trainings, including one by me, by clicking on the Business Success Cafe link. Then Ryan Dice every year on Good Friday, as far as I can remember, so maybe I can remember 4 or 5 years with him, he brings somebody on. This year he's bringing Frank Kern on. They give an honest-to-goodness solid training for $7, and they donate the $7 from everybody to a charity. This year, they're donating it to an equine therapy charity, which is similar. It's in Texas. That's where Ryan lives. But it's similar to the group that I have helped out with here in Santa Clarita that's called Carousel Ranch. So I don't know the name of the one that they're donating to this year, but I have seen the results from this type of horse therapy with severely disabled children, and it's nothing short of a miracle what they're able to do. So if you have time to go on that training, then I would say it's worth every penny of the $7. The next one is one that I'll be part of, and it's from Jay Boyer and Matt Rhodes, and it's the Black Friday Blowout. And that's where I will be offering one of my $97 products for $27. And again, that's on Friday. And the third one is from Jason Fladlin. It's on Wednesday. He used to do an auction twice a year. He doesn't do it anymore. He and his partner, Will Matos, are doing some other things that I'm actually involved in now. Very exciting. But for this, it will be a webinar on Wednesday of Thanksgiving week where they're calling it customer appreciation. I recommend this because, yes, there will be things for sale, as there always are, because this is a business, but you'll get some good, solid training. If you spend time on the line with Jason Fladlin, you'll learn some things that you weren't expecting to learn because that's just how he teaches. So that's very, very exciting. Another thing, I want you to plan out, and Dana's thanking me, and you are more than welcome, Dana. Glad to see you getting started doing this in a big, big way. So plan out the rest of your year and into next year. Right now, if you can only think about 2013, that's fine. Once you get used to planning out your time in advance, boy, will time go by nicely, and you'll make lots and lots of money. So calendar out what you're intending to do. I do it now a full quarter ahead, so that means now I'm really planned all through April, actually, because my event will be in April. So I'm planned all through April of 2014, and it's wonderful. And I'm still flexible with many things, not with my event. The contract has been signed, not with a couple other things that I've promised to do that are at a certain time. But with many things, I'm flexible, so if something else comes up, I can always switch things out. But I know what I'm doing and what I'm promoting and how I'm building my business for the next 5 months. And it feels good. It feels like a real business, which is the way it's supposed to feel. So during this time of year, when we are so thankful and so grateful that we can have these huge businesses that we run from home or from wherever we happen to be with an internet connection, because I've done my business from all over the world now and continue to do so, this is the time to really treat it like the business that it is. So great things can come your way. So if there are not any final questions, and I don't see any other questions there, have a wonderful holiday if you're in the U.S. If you're anywhere else in the world, know that in America, we are really thinking of people around the world. We want peace. We want happiness. We want joy. We want people to live the lives they were intended to live. And by doing a business from home, by being an online entrepreneur, it helps us to not only help ourselves and our families, but to do things for people all around the world. And that's a wonderful, wonderful feeling. So again, this is Connie Reagan Green from ConnieReaganGreen.com. Be sure to subscribe, get your free subscription to the Online Marketing Tips with Connie Reagan Green podcast over on iTunes. Take care, everyone.